holding today on Daf Chof, Masechet Brachot. So the last thing that we were learning, we're trying to figure out why we don't use as a model the Pasuk of Achotov. Because if you recall, we went up a darga with each step. We had La'aviv, Le'imo, La'archiv, La'achotov. From the Aviv, we learned that a Kohen should be Matam himself for make mitzvah. Rather, a Nazir should be Matam himself for make mitzvah. From Imo, we learned that a Nazir is a Kohen, should be Matam himself. From Achiv, we learned that a Nazir is a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol should be Matam himself for make mitzvah. And La'achoto, we learned all of the above, who are also going Lishchot. At Pisco, the Mulad Beno, which is an eschiv, that is a chiv karet, if somebody doesn't do it, that nonetheless should be matam of the mate mitzvah. So the question the Gemara had in the end, if that's the case, since the chiv of mate mitzvah is kabod hamet, turns out that we're being more machmir. The Torah is telling us to be more machmir on kabod ha'adam than on the most chomer mitzvot. In other words, bittul. Korban Pesach, Bittul, Brit Milah, not to mention going out and being Matami, a Kohen and a Nazir, and so on. So the question the Gemara asked was, you use that as a model, because if it first, okay, but it's a special Pasuk, so even if it's a special Pasuk, why can't we use that Pasuk to tell us that that should be our system of values? Kavod HaAdam should be Doche, any of these other mitzvot. So the Gemara gave a very strange answer last night, but Shev Val Tase Shaini. That we can't apply a limud, which is an alta, shave the alta, apparently referring just to the element of going to your Korban Pesach, or going to the Brit Milah. Because what you're doing is not going to go. It's not that you're doing something, but because of the fact that you're going to be tamei, so you're not going to be able to go to bring your Korban Pesach. But that's a shave the alta, whereas what we were talking about was kilayim, levishat kilayim. We'll have to understand that the aspect of the shev ve'al ta'aseh is not so much a question of passivity, the way we would have spoken about it in English, whether it's active or passive, but rather whether it's an action or a non-action. So wearing something is an action. It doesn't have to be an active action, but it's a maisa. So we're clearly looking at the levishat kilayim as an action, and is that going to bring the Korban Pesach as an inaction? Fine. The problem, of course, is, what about the Tumah? The Tumah is an action. There we've got a problem. Because all of the Limudim were additive. We started with the Nazir, went on to the Nazir, who's also going, then who's also going Gadol, then who's also going Lomulat Benov L'Shchot Et Pisco. So we can't simply say we drop all of the others and go just to the point where he's not a Kohen, not a Nazir, so he's going to be Tameh now. If he's Metameh himself, then he's doing an action. He walked into the Beit HaKvarot, or he walked in to pick up the mate. So how are we going to deal with that issue? And that the Gemara just sort of ignores very casually. It takes for granted that that's not something that should bother us, that we should use it as a model for an action. So there's a number of different approaches. Rashi's approach is that since the Isser of Tumah is an Isser that's only defined in particular circumstances, not that the Torah is generally mocked it on Tumah, a Kohen is not supposed to be Matami himself, Nozer is not supposed to be Matami himself, where precisely is a Kohen not supposed to be Matami himself? Non-relatives, Nazir, even for relatives. But in other words, we need to recognize that this is an adjustable mitzvah. So it's the first thing that strikes us in the context of an la'aviv, la'imo, la'achiv, la'achoto, is that the reference by implication to a mate mitzvah is another exclusion. In other words, in the same way that a Kohen is allowed, and indeed mitzuveh, to be metame himself for his father, let's say, so too is he mechuyav to be metame himself for a mate mitzvah. The nazir, who generally would not be metame himself for his father, would be matam himself for make mitzvah. But that's not telling you how to go against the Isser of Tumah. It's telling you what the Isser of Tumah is. And therefore, it certainly has nothing to do with the question of whether Kvod Adam is Docha Tumah. Because there's nothing to do with Kvod Adam. The Torah did not give an Isser of Tumah in a case Alva made mitzvah in precisely the same way that it did not give an iser of tumah to a kohen when it comes to tumah for a father. Are we going to use the halacha of the tumah of a kohen for a father to say, and from there we can learn asay docher lo taseh? It's asur to be metameh, and nonetheless the Torah said to go be metameh for a parent. It would be a joke to say such a thing. The Torah didn't say that there's an iser of tumah for a parent. That's all. So Rashi understands that that's precisely what's happening here. Masha'inken, we wouldn't be able to say the other cases. Let's say Hashavas Aveda, Yitalam Tamihin. Why didn't we use that teretz before? Instead, we have to come onto the idea of Mammon versus Isur. But that's a standing mitzvah. Everyone is chayav in that mitzvah. You're going to tell me here's a particular case of a zakein leinolafi kvodo. It's obviously because of kvodo. It's not a definition of where the mitzvah is chal. Indeed, we would have learned it as a model, used it as a model, if it wouldn't be for the fact that it's dealing with financial issues as opposed to yisur issues. Here, it simply follows the standard model. The standard model is there are various tumot that are not included in the yisur of tumot. This is one of them. Make mitzvah. Tosfos doesn't like this approach, and he's worried about the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, and he gives another explanation. This explanation, because I mean, after all the way through here, the point of the Meit Mitzvah, that's a Torah specifically being Mamayit Meit Mitzvah as a type of Meit. It's not a type of Meit. It's clearly a Chiyuv because of the fact that a person needs to be buried. Period. That means that it's telling us it's better to go out and take care of a Meit who's in need of burial. And it doesn't make sense to add it to the list of the people to which the Torah was not makbid on Kvura. He is a person. If there'd be somebody else here to take care of the burial, the Torah would be makbid on Kvura. So how can you throw that into... You certainly wouldn't say that about his father, of a Kohen. What's the difference? Somebody else is there. He has a chiyuv to be matame. So it's not the same. Therefore, Tosfos explains the reason that the Gemara doesn't view the issue of being matame as a problem is even though it's a kum ve'aseh, even though you're actively being metameh, this nazir, this kohen, neither nazir or kohen can serve as a model. Why? Because the kohen is, the nazir, first of all, is bichlal, not a problem, because that is an isser sheyesh no b'sheila. Any isser that you can arbitrarily, more or less, cancel, all a nazir has to go is go and be shoal on his neder. I made myself a nazir, and now I'm sorry I made myself a nazir, and I didn't realize. Right now. Okay, fine, so you're not a nazir. I mean, so wherever it's possible to be oker and isser, we can't use that as a model for the being the type of isser that the Torah says it's better kavod adam than that is. Well, obviously, if I want, I can just cancel the isser. But how about a regular isser that is not cancelable over there? I shouldn't be able to be dochet for kavod adam. So that wasn't a problem. The issue of Kohen, we know also, the Gemara says many places, you can't use Kohen as a model for Isurim because it's an Isur She'eno Shaveh Bakol. And an Isur She'eno Shaveh Bakol is by definition not as Chabur as other Isurim. So if you want to derive from Kohen that if, in a case where there's an Isur She'eno Shaveh Bakol, you could be Dochet, Bekum Ve'aseh for Kvod HaAdam, fine. Which is what exactly what we're saying over here. An Isur She'eno Shaveh Bakol, namely, Tumat HaKohen, you can be Docha for Kvod HaAdam, namely for Meit Mitzvah. No? You said that already. So, that stands according to Tosafot. Okay? So that's how we understand those closing words. Shevi Al Ta'aseh Shaini. The Shevi Al Ta'aseh Shaini was only a reference to the contrast of Levishat Beget Kilayim. On the one hand, which is viewed as active, a maisa, versus the missing out on bringing your korban pesach, the missing out on lo mulat beno, which is passive. I'm not going to go.
Where is it mentioned? Is it mentioned in the Torah?
This is where it's mentioned. La'aviv, v'limo, la'achi, v'lachato. That is the mention. The implication is the mention. La'aviv, that's the source. La'aviv, eino metame, ala metame, ala mitzvah. Okay, I mean the general halacha of the chiyuv would be the lo talin nivlato, right? Which would be a chiyuv on everybody.
even in a case where Beis Din killed someone, they're not allowed to be male, even when there's a fear of exposure of the Beis. L'man yiru v'yil medu, and so on.
The idea that it says to learn out from La Faisa, you only learn these extra pieces. Is it possible in one's meaning of La Faisa?
Extra, not including the original?
Correct, because this
first of all, no, because the whole thing is additive, although Tosfos does point out that Lo Yitameh can be going even on someone who's going Korban Pesach and so on. But certainly it's additive, you know, that's the whole Pashas of the Brises, that we've already handled those cases. Now let's add to it. We'd still have the other cases to worry about, even if we wouldn't want the Achotov part. Wouldn't help us very much. Because L'maisa, the Torah would be telling us to go ahead and be in the timing. Omer Leir Rav Popola Abaye. Now continues the Gemara in line 4 of Daf Chav. Omer Leir Rav Popola Abaye. Maishna Rishonim di Trachish Lu Nisa. Umaishna Ya'anan Delo Mitrachish Lu Nisa. Now we've been talking about the issue over here of Ein Chochma Ve'Ein Tvuna, that a person shouldn't hesitate when it comes to Chilul Hashem. This is the way that he has to respond. We got onto this of the question of the issue of Kavod HaAdam, Kavod HaMeit, and now we want to talk about, in general, we're going to use this as our entranceway to discussing the level of passion that a person has for Kiyum HaMitzvot, concern for personal honor as opposed to the need to respond. So Rav Papa asked Abaye, why is it that we find that in previous generations all types of miraculous things used to happen? Ain't anybody around here ever seen any miracles? I mean, imishim tenuye. Is it because they knew more than we knew? Absolutely not. We know more than they do. Because mishteinu Rebbe Yehuda kule tenuye ben Ezekin Ava. In the years of Rebbe Yehuda, all they learned were Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. That's all they learned, like in some yeshivas. Vananka Matnina Shita Sidre. We do Daf Yomi. I mean, we know everything, including the Mishnayos that they don't learn in Daf Yomi. And Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, whose main asik was in Nezik and Gavi Motif. Remember this Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds that Mandaboyla Mahavik Hasida, Yasik Vimilad in Ezekin. That the whole, he found the whole center of Avodata Adam in Ezekin. So when Rabbi Yehuda would get to Uktin, of course he was also doing the Daf Yomi. So when he would get to Uktin, now it's a little bit strange because the first part of this is not in Uktin at all. It's in Maseches Tyrus, but there is another girsa that says Gabe. So when he would get to Ha'isha Shekoveshet Yerek B'Kdeira, the sugya of the halach of Tuma in a case where a woman is making pickles, and the shaila over there is whether Tuma on the roots are going to be matame, the leaves that grow out of it, or some say his problem was, this is indeed an uktin, zeitim shekapsham betarfehem, where you're making pickled olives together with the leaves of the olives, and the question is over there, whether the leaf can still act as a yad to be maybe tuma, to be motzi tuma, because originally it was meant to pick up the olive with the leaf, it's convenient, but once it's already kabush, once it's pickled, the leaf has a tendency to disintegrate and is no longer very usable as a yad. Anyway, he felt that those sugyas were so complicated that he said, Havayot de Rav Shmuel kachazina ach. Remember, if Yehuda was a Talmud, both of Rav Shmuel, and he said, man, I can see that this thing is as complex as all the various issues I learned from Rav and Shmuel together. I don't even begin to understand these Mishnayos. Vanan kamat nina buksin tleitar mitivta. And as far as we're concerned, we have 13 different approaches in Masechet Uktin, in precisely the same way that we say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he wrote the Mishnah, incorporated 13 different approaches into the Mishnah. Those 13 different approaches are discernible separately, as Rashi points out, because we have, for instance, the Mishnat Bar Kapara is one approach. We have Rabbi Chiya's prizes. That's another approach, and we have the various brises for the other schools, shiltais and so on. Each one of them is a different approach to the Mishnah. So it's obviously in Uktin we did the same thing. So we have 13 different ways of understanding Uktin. Now that we were koveya the Mishnah,
And Tosis or Tzedek Mesifta is just a number, the Alma. He says, we often find 13 used in that way, Tzedek Zuzi Pshite. It's a way of talking about a wide variety. And it just means, yeah, the way we would say a dozen, exactly. And the idea of Mitifta means different yeshivas. They have different yeshivas that would be like we have next door over here, Yeshivat HaKohanim. There should be Machpe Dafka and those issues. We have Yeshivat HaUketzim. So we have 13 yeshivas that are just Uketzim yeshivas. So I mean, certainly we're way advanced over the learning in the years of Rabbi Yehuda. And nonetheless, I could tell you that when Rabbi Yehuda was having a tinus when there was no rain, and he would just start to take off his shoes, you know, to be ma'ane, but tinus tzibur, they kept like Yom HaKippurim. So he would take off his shoes, hadn't even started davening yet. As soon as he took off his first shoe, it started to rain. Ozi Mitra. And that's how they would respond to his tinus. Vanan, whereas we come at Sarin Nafshin, we could sit there with the 5 days of tinus, screaming our heads off. But Saveach Tatzavchina, less than Ishka, nobody's paying attention to our tefillahs. Nothing ever happens. So I mean, why is that? Since we know so much more than they did. Omar Lei, so Abaya said them. It's very simple. Kamoi Avikamasin Avshayu Akdushat Hashem. They used to actually care. And they would give of themselves for Kedushas Hashem. Whereas we don't really care, you know, it's all sort of, it's nice and abstract, but it doesn't really hit you where it counts. And therefore, it's like a mita keneged mita. If we don't really respond, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond to us. It's just words to us. Like, take a look at Rav Ada Bar Ava. I mean, you want to take a look, what's Mesiras Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem? I mean, speaking about this, the story of taking off your clothes in the middle of Times Square because you find out that you're wearing shatnez, if you're a follower of the years of the Rambam, that it means tearing off the next guy's clothes. The question is, what if the next guy is a woman? Now there you're really getting that problem. Right? So that's how that's the Ge'enim, it's brother Yetzer HaGe'enim, this case is talking about Kilayim, which is how it ties into the Sugya before directly. I mean, obviously it's connected to Sugya before because they were talking about Mesiras Nefesh HaKadoshas Hashem, right? Ein Chochma Vein Tvuna and so on. So this is an extension. But in the Yetzer HaGe'enim, the Karbalta that is about to be discussed was talking about a Bega Kilayim, which according to Shita the Rambam should be removed from another person, even if they're not aware that they're wearing it. And what's the difference if it's a male or a female? Ein chokhma ve'ein tvuna. So indeed, there was now Rav Ada Bar Ava for previous generations, where he saw a kutit, but he didn't know she was a kutit. He thought she was Jewish. And she was wearing this karbalta b'shuka. She was wearing a karbalta, a very choshev baguette. But it was either it was shatnez, as the Gaonim, or it was red and inappropriate. And he considered it to be a pirtza. And he thought that this is a Jewish girl, Savar the Bas Yisrael, so come Karimine, he ripped it off of her. Now, she wasn't too happy about that, obviously, and she sued him. And he glory milta the kutitavi, and she took him to court, and they fined him 400 zuz, which was a heck of a lot of money in those days. So, Omar Lei said to her, Mashmech, just, you know, I mean, I might as well get to know you now. What's your name? Amralei, so she said, my name is Maton. Maton, he said. Maton, metinut, patience, calm. I suppose if I were to learn a little bit of extra calm, Maton equals 400. That's 200 and 200. I could have saved myself 400 bucks. Maton, arba mea zushavya. A little bit of Maton would have saved me my fine of 400 bucks. But there's a very beautiful pirish from the Mea Shiloach in this. I mean, in general, one has to contemplate in the Mesiras Nefesh HaKadoshas Hashem is ripping off a girl's dress. I mean, yeah, Mesiras Nefesh HaKadoshas Hashem. People were led to the gas chambers. You're talking about Mesiras Nefesh HaKadoshas Hashem. I mean, you know, well, that's not the point. In other words, the question over here is the amount of passion that a person is willing to risk exposing himself to be a total idiot for. That's what the Gemara is calling Mesiras Nefesh. Well, you're put into a position where somebody's got a gun to your head and so on. Mele, any idiot can do that. I mean, that's, you know,
You're not putting yourself out. You're just, you know, okay, what's the bottom line of your beliefs, and what are you going to stand for, and so on. And okay, that's not called Mesirus Nefesh on the level we're talking about. We're trying to show passion. That's almost passive. Let somebody shoot you. I mean, but the idea over here to go out and to express your concerns for something.
Right.
Now, Lamaisa says the Mea Shiloah, that the idea here was that, generally speaking, we don't like overmuch passion. You get into trouble. So these people, that what Abaye was telling him is Dorot HaKodmim, they were willing to risk getting into trouble. And for Haraya, that even then you could easily get into trouble. It's not necessarily such a good thing. You see what happened to him? He risked himself, and he said, if I would have been a little more patient, I could have found out that she's not Jewish. But I got to go for, I mean, you know, I could have asked her for identity card before I rip off her dress. You know, I mean, at least get to know who you're talking about. So you see that the Hanhaga was a risky Hanhaga even then. And that's the point, that it was Master Nafshayu. And so the Bizman Hazeh, where people are more or less Harav, and all of life no longer has that taste that it once had. So you don't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to respond to you very tangily either, you know. You're all Parava people, so your tefillahs are Parav, and the response to you is Parav.
Also, he went out as an individual, not as a clan, you know. He went out as a single person, as opposed to, like sometimes today you see people go out only.
No, yeah, that's the Chalam, that's belief systems, that's fanaticism.
Sure.
We're not talking about fanaticism, we're talking about personal risk. You were, Baruch HaTorah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam
Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Couldn't they have had a better example than a Jewish girl?
No, that's the point, is the risk-taking. People today don't take risks. Everybody's got to follow like a sheep. So-and-so said this, so let's do that. There's no risk-taking. There's no risk-taking because there's no passion. So, Mamela, there's no responsiveness.
Yeah, this juxtaposed against the whole thing of dignity of people.
But that's how we introduce the whole sugya. If somebody's wearing kilayim, that's inappropriate. He's got to take his clothes off. According to the Rambam, it means the other person.
Assuming that it's the other person that's wearing the kilayim.
No, it's always easier to take off the other guy's clothes.
Whether he's wearing kilayim or not.
Whether you're wearing kilayim or not, that's
switching to this one.
Rav Gidel Avika Rogil, Avika Ozov Yosef Ashari Litzfila. Once we're talking about tearing off girls' dresses, we might as well point out that Rav Gidel actually used to stand outside of the mikveh, so that when the girls were coming out of the mikveh, or going into the mikveh, he could explain to them, listen, you got to make sure you do this and this, and that you check for that, and you're sure that you don't have to go back in. And so he would give them lessons on the way into the tefillah and so on. Sorry, but could you just close the door for a second while the machine is on? Amar lohu, and he would say to them, hachi tavilo, go and be tevil this way or be tevil that way. Now you can imagine that nowadays people wouldn't do that. So, and they asked him, I remember Rabbanu Lokam, Istave Marmi Yetzirah, I mean, aren't you afraid of getting into trouble with this kind of, I mean, you're talking to all the girls and going to the mikveh. Omar lo damyan be'apoy kikaki chivri. I mean, if you think that you're going to get into trouble playing with pretty white geese, then you shouldn't play with them. But to me, that's all they are, they're white geese. Don't exactly turn me on. Rabbi Yochanan, Avi Rogadavi Kazav Yosef Ashare de Tfila, Rabbi Yochanan was so personally beautiful that he would sit waiting for the girls to come out of the mikveh because he wanted them to see him. Omar, ki salkan benos yisro v'asim etvila, when they come out of the mikveh, let them look at me, and that way they'll keep in mind someone beautiful when they sleep with their husbands,
and
think about me, and then they'll have beautiful children like me. So Miss Stockland me, when Nahavi Luzara the Shapiri Kavasi, they should have children that are as beautiful as I am. Amale Rabbona Lokam Mistifei Marmiena Bisha, but you're not afraid of an Ayin Hara. That's interesting. Rav Gidel, they asked, aren't you afraid of the Yetzer Hara? Rav Yochanan, they asked, aren't you afraid of an Ayin Hara? I mean, you could say Rav Gidel wasn't very pretty. I mean, nobody necessarily was going to give him an Ayin Hara. But how about worrying about Rav Yochanan's Yetzer Hara?
right?
My eyes were closed.
Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, in general, his eyes were closed. The Gemara brings elsewhere, Rabbi Yochanan used to have his eyes closed all the time. So he probably didn't see anybody, he just wanted them to see him. And the Yetzer is not Shailet, where you don't can't see him. So Mamela, that wasn't a problem. But I mean, if he's trying to show up beautiful, yes, somebody's going to think, you know, this guy, he really deserved to be so beautiful. Does he have an Ayin Hara? So aren't you afraid of an Ayin Hara? Omar Lahu, so he said, what do I have to be afraid of an Ayin Hara? Ana Mizar de Yosef Kasina. I know that I come from the children of Yosef. And there's no fear of an Ayin Hara in the children of Yosef. The Loshot of Ein Abisha. He was very fat, and the reason his eyes were closed was because he had such bushy eyebrows that it was hard for him to open his eyes. But he was still very beautiful. Seems to be different standards.
Unless the first time
where I closed the door. Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin. And Ale Ayin, as Rabbi Abu explains, Altikri Ale Ayin, Elo Ole Ayin, meaning they are above the eye, they transcend the eye, meaning that the eye cannot affect them. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina says, well, it's obvious, because the bracha to the children of Yosef is v'yidgu l'rov b'kerav ha'aretz. So he compares them to dagim. Ma dagim shebiyam, ma'im chasim aleihem, v'ein ayin hara sholetet v'hem, av zarosh ha'yosef, ein ayin hara sholetet v'hu. So too, the zara of Yosef. Now, the next words v'ibay dema make absolutely no sense. I wouldn't say absolutely no sense, but to say Yibai Te'ima as Svora, Ayin Shalorat Stala Zumi Masheno Shalom, Ein Ayin Hara Shaletet Bo. That would be the way to make it to have sense. Instead of coming along now and saying, we have either the Pasuk of Ben Korat Yosef, or we have the Pasuk of Yidgul Arov Bekerav Haaretz, or we have a Svora B'Alma. It's a little bit strange. And in the other places where we bring it, it doesn't say Bivaisema. It's not, it doesn't say Bivaisema. So many change this to read either my taima, going back on both of the drushes. If we're saying that Yosef, Zara the Yosef, is above Ayin Hara, I mean, it's certainly not arbitrary. It's teaching us something, that someone who was not attracted to anything that wasn't meant to be his, simply was not attracted to it. So, therefore, his children should be zochen, even where he was attracted, he was able to get out of it and run away. So, someone like that is rewarded with children where the eye is not shaylet on them, just as his eye wasn't shaylet on him. However, what we could learn is, and this is what the Mashmot and Zvachim, is that the Ayin Shelo Rak Stala Zun is the closing of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's Pshat, only. The pshat is like this. Dogim Shebiyam, why is it better to compare it to Dogim Shebiyam? Because Dogim Shebiyam are not shayach to ownership. Other behemoths, land animals, have ownership. There's land b'chlal is a mokum of ownership. Things don't float away. And in fact, you can deposit pheromones on things that define it as your own. Like we talked about ants. An ant will not touch something that belongs to another ant. It's been marked already, chemically, it's belonging to someone else. Fish, b'chlal, niyam, everything is hefker. Like that's our word for hefker. It's like it belongs in the yam. You throw something into the yam to get rid of it. That's the ultimate hefker. So therefore, you can view this as the end, that ayin shelo ratzela zun mimash eino shelo. You see that the sea living creatures have no concept of geneva, b'chlal. There's no specificity in ownership. So too, by Yosef, he would never touch anything that could be owned by anybody else. It had to be dafka min ha'efker, or meaning dafka to be his, saying ayin hara sholetet bo. Don't sound a drash this morning.
Dr. Elikarishma.
Noshim v'avodim u'ktanim p'turim u'kriyat shma. Now we're getting into the various p'turim. We spoke about the p'tur of an osik b'mitzvah, misha meito mutal lefanav. In the previous parak, we talked about the question of tirda, because that was nogea, how to be kare, not who is kare. How to be kare, since these are inyanim that require kavana, So therefore, we included it in the various modes of Kriya, even though it had to do with Eisei B'Mitzvah, because over there was Torah Tirda the Mitzvah. But in our parak, we're talking about the Mechuyavim to be Torah, not because of Tirda or Kavana. So after discussing the elements of Eisei B'Mitzvah that is not Shaykh to Kriya, or Onein, where there's no Shaykhus to the Mitzvah, and discussing in the Gemara an introduction to this next Mishnah, which is Noshim, and the Noshim and Maikazach, and so on and so forth. We begin now with a list of those who are Potter Mikriyat Shema. So Noshim, Avadim, Uktanim, Pturim Mikriyat Shema. Avadim, we know, the Noshim is obviously because the idea of Kriyat Shema is perhaps the paradigm of morning and evening. I mean, that's the Meshavah of Kamecha. We know it has specific times, and a woman is potter from anything that has specific times. We know that avadim have the same chiyuvim that women have, and kitanim are also potter mikriyat shema. Now, but pashtus one would learn, katan is potter mikriyat shema. By the way, katan is potter from everything. Rashi has a very different approach, and he learns this is talking about even a katan shigya lachinuch. And that the Chazal were not mechayev apparent in the chinuch of Kriyat Shema because of the fact that it's so fundamentally time-oriented, it's impossible to be mechayev apparent to be available for that chinuch. What if his father's not around? Specifically the time that a child is ready to read Kriyat Shema. He's in shul, then he goes to work. How's he going to be mechayev that? So therefore, we're never mechayev you in the midst of chinuch, even for a katan shigia lachinuch. Now, Tosis argues on that, but we'll see that Tosis runs into problems in the parallelism of the Mishnah as we continue. So they're potter from Kriyat Shema u'minat tefillin. Why they're potter minat tefillin? Again, so Rashi learns, potter minat tefillin is even a katan shigiyah l'chinuch. I'm sure you're all aware of the practical implications today of this machlokas. Is a katan shigiyah l'chinuch supposed to be wearing tefillin? Now, we're very machmir, indeed, not to be machanech a katan shigiyah. We certainly don't give a six-year-old or seven-year-old tefillin. The reason is because he cannot be careful with his bodily functions the way an adult is, and you have to be careful even for flatulence and so on. Child is not going to be aware of that. And so, mamela, we will, according to Rashi's understanding, the katan shigiyah chinuch. There's no chinuch when it comes to tefillin. Indeed, there are those who are only machanech mamish at the bar mitzvah. Some a week before, some a month before, but because of this issue, indeed, there's a reason not to be mechanic for tefillin. Tosfos asks from the Gemara that says, "Katan shigiyah lechinuch, aviv kaneh lo tefillin," which is mashma even from a young age. Again, this we'll talk about when we reach it on our halachic review day. V'chayavin b'tefillah, nonetheless, chayav in tefillah. Tefillah, after all, is first of all, it's the type of thing which is so central to human life. It's rachamim. It's the way in which a person basically is zochet to tziyata d'shmaya and learns that his life is connected with the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, it's not possible to leave off of such a thing. But furthermore, it's not kavua bizban. Because even though Chazal gave it a particular tviyut, but the mitzvah as the mitzvah per se is just lo'ovdo b'chol levavchem, according to the Rambam D'Oraisa, according to the other Rishonim, even here, the Rabbonim. But the time of Tevilah is certainly not D'Oraisa. And therefore, Be'ikah, there is a Chiyav at all times. So there is a Chiyav of Tevilah, both for Noshim, it's not considered to be a Mitzvah Saseshas Ban Gurma, and for Avodim, therefore, and K'tanim, because it's such an important element of Chinuch. U'bimizuzah, which you'll see the Gemara is going to ask, well, what's Chiddush in that? It's no different than any other Mitzvah. Uva Birkat Hamazon is also the Shiloh, whether what's the Chiddush, and if there is a Chiddush, is the result in the Chiyah of D'Oraisa or D'Rabbonin in a woman's Chiyah of Birkat Hamazon. Says the Gemara, Kriyat Shema, why do I need to know that a woman is not Chayav in Kriyat Shema? I mean, obviously, it's a mitzvah that says Shazman Gormau. B'chol mitzvah that says Shazman Gormau Nashim Pturot. Ma'ud etem ha'el v'it v'malchut shamayim. I might have thought that since the idea of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, perhaps we were koveyad ben Rabbanan, not a chiyav, as a chiyav on everybody. Therefore, b'mashmon, even so, there's no chiyav on a woman to say Kriyat Shema. U'menat tefillin, also, I mean, isn't tefillin only worn in the day, not at night? Obviously, this the Gemara here is asking, according to Man Yomer, that Lila loves man tefillin. If Lila loves man tefillin, then tefillin turn out to be a mitzvah asei shasman gorma. So why should women be chayiv? Because ma the teimahol be kishu mezuzah. Look, I mean, the Torah mentions both mezuzah and tefillin in one breath. You know, al mezuzot beitecha bisharecha comes together with ukshar tam laot ayadecha. So you might think, in the same way that a woman is chayevet b'mezuzah, she has a home, so too she should be chayevet in tefillin. Gomash malam that it's not a chiyev as a mitzvah sasechus man gurma. B'chayev b'tvila, and there is a chiyev for tvila, that's because the rachameininu. Tvila, after all, is something that is such a common human need that we won't limit it to men. Mao de tema. Now, this Mao de tema doesn't make sense unless you also throw in the word cheetah. Richie?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, what are we saying Mao de tema on? So basically, our Gemara turns out to be a rather spineless combination of two girsaot. In one girs, it says pshita, Mao de tema. The other girs, it doesn't have anything on after the words derachamin, you know. There's no pshita.
Tfila for men, is it in the Rabbanan or the
Raisa? I said, we just mentioned it, it's about locus. We showed them. The Rambam holds it's the Raisa, and for women it's the Raisa, because it's not a mitzvah seishas man gorma.
Where
did he learn it from? So he learns that son and esmachta, that's mikra din. So, I mean, the question is, according to him, the girsa of rachame doesn't make sense. What do you mean, hoyo v'rachame? It's not a mitzvah that says shesman gorma. Again, those are part of our halakhic discussions.
But,
oh, that's the shaila. If it says rachame, you know, then according to Rambam, the only thing it could be adding is that it should be rachame three times a day. But then there would be an inyan for a woman to be mitzalela three times a day, which she doesn't hold up. Yeah, as I said, we'll wait till we have our Friday discussion on this. If you hold that it's that the whole thing is drabah, then the rachmanin would be to be mechayev of a woman. Stop, maybe one time a day to meet the palala because of the rachmanin. Ubi mezuzah, pshita, why not? Because ma'atem ha'ov iski shetalmud Torah. Since it comes together with v'limadtan, I'm going to see that v'limadtan does not apply to a woman. So memela, you might think that there's a p'tura mezuzah, kamash malan. Ubirkat Amazon, isn't that also pshita? No, because ma'ale tema ove k'si v'teit Hashem lachem be'erv basar lechol v'lechem baboker la'sova. So maybe it's like a mitzvah to say shazman gormadami. Because, after all, the man was given b'davka baboker be'erv. Maybe there's an Indian of su'udah b'davka baboker be'erv. The fact that you want to eat like a nut sometime in the middle of the day and snack or whatever, that's not a Suda that the Torah recognizes. So being a non-recognized Suda within a Birkat HaMazon over there would be maybe a Darabona, or maybe it's Beikar, Mitzvah Shaman Gomah, Gomash Malan, that there's no such thing. Now, Tosis brings that not everybody has this Girsa. Because by Birkat HaMazon, we know that there's other issues, and those other issues are Brit and Aretz. Because since there was no Yerushata Aretz for Noshim directly, it was split according to men, even where Noshim are Yerushot, they're Yerushot only the Chelek of, like, Benot Slavchad, where Yerushot, the Chelek of Slavchad. But the Chalukata Aretz was not according to women. And they're not considered to be Chayavot in Brit Milah, even though they're Nimolim, considered to be the equivalent of Nimolot. But they're not betoch the chi of a brit milah. So since those are ba'akev in Birkat HaMazon, kol mishlo amar ba'al britcha shechatamta b'vsareinu, or al ha'oretz ha'tova, is not going to be yotzei Birkat HaMazon. So you may think, if they're not shayach to that, so they wouldn't be included in Birkat HaMazon. There's a whole other issue here about the chi of a woman in Birkat HaMazon. Therefore, Tosi doesn't have this gears of pshita. It isn't pshita, anyway. Omer vada barava, nashim chayavot bekiddush hayom, dvar Torah. It's a diraisa that women have to say kiddush on Shabbos. You're kidding. Isn't that like for sure? Mitzvah Tasei Shazman Gorman. The whole point of Kiddush is that it's built around time. V'chol mitzvah Tasei Shazman Gorman Hashim Pturot. Omer Abaye will have to say it's Midrabanan. Omer Rava, excuse me? It just said Dvar Torah, and you're saying Dvar Torah means Midrabanan. Not to mention the fact that it's ridiculous. I mean, so kol mitzvah Tasei, Nechayvinu Midrabanan. You're telling me, well, you don't like the fact that it's a mitzvah Tasei Shazman Gorman. Well, okay, so it's Midrabanan. So explain to me why this mitzvah is different than any other mitzvah. I mean, you're giving me half the information, afilu shitatcha, which I disagree with. I mean, it's not what it says here. Elo Amar Rava, the point is, Amar Kra Zachor v'Shamor, and of course there are those who are gores over here, the Zachor v'Shamor b'dibur echad nemu, to tell me that there's a hekesh of Zachor v'Shamor. Now, kol sheyeshlo b'shmira, wherever someone is chayev, in the lotase, shmor is a lotase. So whoever is chayav in a lotase, women are chayavot in all lotase. So in the same way that she cannot be mechalalat Shabbat, so she's mechuyevet also in all of the mitzvot asei of Shabbat. Yeshno bezechira, so she has to do the zechira, which is the makor of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zechor means bepeh, say over kedushat haShabbat. V'ani nashi, hol v'yitnu bishmira, yitnu bezechira, Omale Ravina Larova, are women chayev in Birkat HaMazon Dioraita or Derabanan? I mean, look, it's certainly not a mitzvah to say Shazman Gorma. V'achalta v'sabata, whatever that is. We're adults have a thought that maybe su'udot are kvuot b'boker u'be'eret. On the other hand, we have the other question, which is Al Ha'aretz HaTovah Shanatana, which is not true about Yerushas Nashim. And therefore, maybe the chiyah of the Birkat HaMazon is only Derabanan. You'll say, what's the difference? I mean, bottom line is, they have to say Birkat HaMazon. There's a big difference. L'maynaf kamina, lafuke, it should probably say, as is in the Gears of the Rush, lafuki acherim yedei chovatan. It's not a question of rabim. It's a question whether a woman can be motzi a man. If a man is chayav deraisa, the woman is only chayav derabanan. Chayav derabanan, how could she be motzi his chiyah? If the women's Birkat HaMazon is the same as the men's, so she should be able to be Mavorach for him. Whereas Iyamre de Rabbanan, so then in terms of the man's Chiyav, she's an Eino Mechuyav B'davar, because she doesn't have the Chiyav de Raita. V'chol she'eino Mechuyav B'davar, Eino Motzi Acher Yedei Chovato, is what it should say. Cannot be Motzi others, their Chiyav, if they are Chayav de Raita. My, what's the din? Tashma, be'emet amru means absolutely agreed upon halacha. This is normative. Ben mevarek la'aviv, eved mevarek l'rabo, isha mevarechet la'ba'ala. That if a person does not know how to say Birkat HaMazon, and he listens to his son, as I'm sure we're talking about his son, who's a katan, l'chora. Otherwise, what's the chiyuv? He's like anybody else. An eved can be mavarak to his master, because he's chayav, and the same thing a woman is chayav. And a woman can be mavarak as lebaala. Aval amru chachamim tavo meira la'adam shishto v'na mavarchim lo. A guy who is so complete an amaretz, he doesn't know how to say Birkat HaMazon, so he needs his rebbetzin. I mean, she's his rebbetzin, you know. He knows nothing. She tells him everything, including Birkat HaMazon. So a guy like that should be accursed. But he couldn't take the time to learn how to read a little bit of Hebrew. So anyway, but meanwhile we see clearly that she's motzi him. See, I'm a bishleim a dioraita. If you're going to tell me a woman's chiyuv is in fact a dioraita, so then it makes sense. Ati dioraita, umafik dioraita. Eliyem a derabanan, ati derabanan, umafik dioraita. How could we say a woman can be mevarechet leba'ala? Oh, now, wait a minute. It says over here, ben, which obviously is a cotton. Now, I don't care how you learn, but a cotton can't be chayav d'oraita. He can only be chayav d'rabanan. And anyway, it says that he can be motzi his father, the Birkat HaMazon, and you're not going to prove from there that a cotton is chayav d'oraita, are you? So, how do you explain that? So, the time that katan bar chiyuvu. Clearly, the only way that this works out is in a case where the father was chayav only d'rabanan. How is that? He ate less than a shear, which is chayav d'oraita, because in d'oraita it says, v'achalta v'savato v'irachta, and we're machmer to be mavarach a kezayis, or some say a kebeitza, not long as we're in the main review that. But the point is that his chiyuv is a derabbanan. So that's the case that the ben can be motzi. If that's true, maybe that's the case that his wife can be motzi. So you can't prove it from here, because it clearly is not talking about all the way through. It can't be talking about a fee of deraisa. Certainly about the ben, in which case then maybe the isha is the same thing. So it's talking about a case maybe where the husband was only chayav derabbanan. Doresh Rav Avira. Sometimes Rav Avira said this over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes he said it over the name of Rav Asi. Amru malachei asharet lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, katuv b'toratcha asher lo yisa parim v'lo yikach shochat. You make such a big deal about Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim, Adonai Adonim, asher lo yisa parim, and then you go ahead, and you're no say panim, and we even make a big deal about it. The Kohanim every day over there get up and say, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. How can they say that if the whole identification of God is His absolute justice, and He will not show favoritism? And Yisa panim to show favoritism. So explain that. Amar lehem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the Malachi Asharis, come on guys, give me a little break over here. V'chilo esapanim liYisrael. What are you talking about? I can't mean I can't show favoritism to Yisrael. Shekatavti lehem b'Torah v'achalta v'savato v'erachtas Hashem Elokecha. So really, they don't have to say Birkat HaMazon until they feel full. And they go ahead and they say Birkat HaMazon. They show favoritism to me. I mean, they go beyond the call of duty, don't they? So they medakti malatzman at kezayis according to Rabbi Meir, or at kebeitza according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's only midak and I can meet that. It's not really favoritism. I mean, they're going beyond the call of duty. So I'm going beyond the call of duty. So it's, you know, just adds on.
Not an Indian that everybody has as pride.
One doesn't have to say that.
So is the bracha.
Mr. Shaw notwithstanding.
So is the bracha. Is the thing you can make it fixed, and the bracha is that we'll go beyond, so Hashem will respond in kind, or that given we're going beyond, that Hashem will respond in kind?
You mean, can you push his button? Mm-hmm. Is what you're asking. There's a lot of button pushing nowadays. You know, say this tefillah for that response, and all you got to do is do this and this.
Drink this water.
Exactly. You can't push God's buttons. No, you're certainly not going to get Nesiyas Ponim by looking for Nesiyas Ponim. That's like a kid trying to be cute.
So the fact that we're mashkim lamara and mekabel mochus shemayim,
yeah,
that doesn't do it. The fact that we go beyond what is asked of us.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's Nesiyas Ponim.
And even though it's, I mean, Lahara Gabulma Subhimyosa Mishainam Subhimyosa?
That's true in terms of Kabbalah Skar. In terms of Ahanhaga, of strict Midas Adin, we don't. We view our whole lives as not being din or but we only do the halacha. Somebody who only does the halacha is in big trouble. I mean, that's the Churban, that they were noyig. They were noyig only Kedin and not Lifnim Mishras Adin. That takes away. I mean, the whole last sukkah is over here. Have been about passion and involvement, and it's all an interrelated sukkah, mm-hmm. which you know is an extension of the idea of tirda the mitzvah kavana and so on. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. The whole seder of the masecht over here. We went from din to kavana, different types of kavana. Kavana in terms of your involvement. We got a whole new idea of kavana, which is lafuke tirda. Then we got into the idea of an owning who has to remain passionless, and contrasted with the ideas of passion, which come all the way over here, finally to a passion that extends beyond din, and is goreim, a passionate response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. So it's a different level of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That was why there's no nisim for, you know, people who are passionless. What was Rabbi Lichtenstein's term? An endemic lassitude. Referring to a certain community, but interesting. Yeah, that's a very powerful thing. I like that.
Ba'al keri
me'arher b'libo ve'ino mefarech lo lefaneh v'lo la'achareh. Now we get into the question of Takanat Ezra. We know that at Kabbalat HaTorah, there was a specific hakpada against carry. That's all somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about. So we got 3 days, three extra days in which there would be no problem of a woman who would be leaking viable sperm after 3 days no longer viable. And therefore, Ezra felt that the takana should be in all types of learning situations that we have to disallow tumas carry. And therefore, since Kriyat Shema is also Torah, of course, that's our old the connection that we've had throughout the Masechta so far. So when it comes to saying Kriyat Shema, because of Takanat Ezra, not to be Osek B'Torah as a Balkari, he should only be Meharher B'Livo. He should think out Kriyat Shema in his heart. And here we're finally getting to the Gemaras that will deal with the question we raised briefly before we get up to it yet in our halacha discussion about the difference of articulation and non-articulation, and articulation that is whispered so you don't hear it. Here we have a question, what is considered bichlal to be articulation. So the Balkari should not articulate, and when it comes to the brachot of Kriyat Shema, he shouldn't even think them. Lo lefaneha v'lo la'achareha. V'al ha-mazon, when it comes to birkat ha-mazon, you have the same distinction. Where you're dealing with a Dioraita, even though we'll see there's a question, we'll see soon, question whether Kriyat Shema is Dioraita, the Rabbanan, but there's a chiyuv, a greater chiyuv on the Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shamayim, and Tosfos learns here, even if you hold according to Ban Yomar that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan, if you didn't say a Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim other than Kriyat Shema, then Kriyat Shema is Dioraita because of that. So Mamela, we treat it like a Dioraita. The part about Yitziat Mitzrayim that's there.
Krishna
Mitzrayim.
The part about
Mitzrayim. Yeah, was it nice there back in Mitzrayim? Nice, nice. Yeah.
Good to be out.
You're happy to be out?
Kriyat Shema is
Divrei Torah. Kriyat Shema is Divrei Torah. And therefore, you can't say it. Kamazon and includes honors, and you can ask about the brachas. What about the brachas? Right? I mean, it's here too. And the Gemara is going to talk about what's the level of hakpadas of a balkari. And al amazon mevarech lefaneh. Yes, because of birkat amazon is a diuraita. But the brachot lefanav, he should not be mevarech. That's not clear. We talk about that alamazon mevarech, meaning birhur? Mm-hmm. Or are we talking about saying it, or what? Rabbi Yehuda, remember, mevarech lefneim ula achreihem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Say a bracha before and after on your food. A lot of issues up here, up in the air, so let's begin. First of all, Ravina says, look, I mean, if you're telling me that the Balkari should be Meharher, then obviously Yeror is Kedibur. Because otherwise, what's the point? I mean, Yitzhak Daitach Lav Kedibur, you're telling me that having in mind the words in your mind are not the equivalent of saying them to be Yotze. What's the point? Then Lav Kedibur, I mean, Lama Meharher, then why in the world would he be Meharher? Says the Gemara, I understand. Exactly the opposite is true. If you're going to tell me that Yiror is Kedibur, then he's not allowed to be Maher. If you're telling me he can't say it, then he can't think it. So doesn't, I mean, you have to conclude the opposite over here, no? Elamai, Yiror is Kedibur, dummy. And you say, if you're telling me that he can be Maher, so then let him say it. And if he can't say it, then he can't be Maher. No, that's not a problem. Because that is the basis of the Takona of Ezra for Balkari, Kida Ashkechan B'Sinai. Look, B'Sinai, we didn't find that there's an Isser in thinking. We found only that there's an Isser in speaking. And that was the basis. Now, why is that true? It's not clear. I mean, nobody was talking. Everybody was sitting and listening to God speak, right? But the point is that it was speech that is in the sense of Shomea Keoned. In other words, I'm concentrating on a spoken word. So a spoken word is usher for a Balkari, whether it's in terms of him doing the speaking or him doing the listening and being Yotzi with the speaking. Rashi doesn't seem to, I mean, Rashi brings the pasuk, which some learn that's the point. Vahudatam levanecha. That's the point of Sinai. Just like it says on Har Sinai, Vahudatam levanecha, Yom Asher Amadat Lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'Sinai. Now, can you explain to me how you are going to be modia levanecha without talking? Mm-hmm. So, in other words, the pasuk itself, which is the basis of the Takanat Ezra, is on talking. That's the idea. The same way that it says Yom Asher Amadat, just like you're supposed to express Sinai to your children in Vahudatam, there was no Isser in Takanat Ezra in terms of thinking, even though you could be Yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in terms of thinking. Therefore, says Ravina, look, the way to understand the mission is this. Takanat Ezra is not on thinking. Nonetheless, thinking is kedibur in terms of you're being Yotzi your Chiyav. So the fact that you have to think out Kriyat Shema is an indication that you will indeed be Yotze Kriyat Shema, and we can account for the Isser of speaking because of the Hodatim Levanecha Levanei Vanecha. There's again a very interesting pshat from the Me'a Shiloach again, a lot of Inyonim on Masechet Brachot, in which he says that since the Darga of Har Sinai was Nevi'ut, wasn't listening. Nevi'ut is speaking. That's why Niv Svatayim. Nevi'ut is a level of speech in which the communication is through your own facility of speech. Which is why Rashi learns that it's called Niv Svatayim, Belosha Niv Svatayim. Okay, anyway, so getting back to this. So Kedash Rav Sinai, Rav Chisda says no, quite the opposite from our Mishnah. Actually, here is not Kedibur, because if it is the same, then he should be saying it. If it's the same thing, you might as well, if you're going to let him think it and you think it's important enough to be doche the problem of the Balkari, then let him say it. Wait a minute, so then here is laf kedibur, then why is he being maharher? That's, says Rabbi Elazar, that's kedesh lo ye kol olam oskim bo vu yoshevu batel. I mean, look, the whole world is sitting over there saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he's thinking Batman and Robin. I mean, come on, it's like not, you know, there should be at least some involvement in doing the things that the others are doing. So therefore, he should be thinking at least about it, being Isaac in the Sugya. Vanigros with Pirka Achrina. I mean, why can't he be like thinking about anything? I mean, why does he have to be Dafka Shema Yisrael? You're saying he shouldn't be thinking about Batman and Robin. Okay, fine. So let him be thinking about Shoshin Agafa Zapora. I mean, no, that's because Omer Barabarava Bidavar Shatzibur Oskimbo. He should be thinking about the same thing that everybody else is working on. By the way, some learn from here, I'm sure you must have heard this halacha, that the Shaila is, how about if the Tzibur is saying Shema Yisrael when you're being Isaac in the brachas of Kriyat Shema, let's say. Right? So should you say Shema Yisrael? So, well, no, when you have to say Shema Yisrael, you're also being Isaac in the Birchas Kriyat Shema. Others learn, no, it says over here, it's a Dovashat Tzibur Iskimbay. It's a special Indian. So you should say Kriyat Shema. Others, Taina, pretend you're saying Kriyat Shema. Let's be part of it. Show you that. Let's cover your eyes. Sing the song with the, you know, as if it's the song of Kriyat Shema. But there's certainly no chiyuv to be mevatel. So the question is Dovar Shatzibur Oskimbo a mode of behavior, or is it an actuality? No, no, it's what's the point of showing, pretending? I mean,
so as not to be parish from Shatzibur?
Yeah, it's two completely different levels of understanding it. Those who hold you should be mopsing, even though you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, go back to saying it. There's a chibur, Dovash HaTzibur Oskibo is a chiyuv as much as it's possible to be Mekayim, literally. It's not a way of showing one's behavior.
Yes? He's mixing up Tefillah and Kriyat Shema. I mean, why is he jumping when he was on Tefillah? He was on my Kriyat Shema.
We didn't get up to Tefillah yet. You're doing Dovitz kind of work. As a matter of fact, I think, just to teach Dovitz a lesson, we should stop here, especially since we've already gone an hour, and continue our question in Vavarei Tefillah tomorrow. Leave you hanging. It's always good to be, I mean, it keeps Richie going when the cliffhangers.
He's still on the time.
You know what I learned from this tomorrow? Take it. Take it.
But that wasn't the Gemara.
That was the Gemara. Yeah, right.
Yeah.